Hi, AJ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Obviously, you guys are off to a good start. First place I'd like to start is where do you think the offense has taken that next step? It seems like you guys are much more balanced this year.
Being able to run the ball, and we have no turnovers, and that's the biggest thing for us.
How big was that play on opening day against the Ravens psychologically for the team, your game-winning touchdown catch?
That was very big. I haven't won there since I came in the league, and I think it was just big for us. It was a division game. So the biggest thing was the division game. We came up to win.
AJ, how impressed have you been with Jeremy Hill coming in and kind of giving you guys the power aspect of the running game?
Oh, man, it was great. He's a big back, but he got some sweet feet, man, and he can run over you or he can juke you, so he's having a great year.
What have you thought of Darrell Revis from what you've seen on film so far?
He's Darrell Revis, doing this for a long time at a high level. Just got to go out there and work. It's going to be very competitive out there with him. I watch him a lot, so it's going to be tough.
One thing Revis told us last week, AJ, was the fact that the Patriots' defense, the secondary, is taking a lot of pride in taking away the deep ball. When you hear that, what is your mentality? Do you try to say, okay, we're going to go out and try to still do what we do, or you're going to have to make adjustments?
We just got to go out there and do our offense. Out there, we're not going to take it. We're not going to force anything down the field. We're just going to give them, we're just going to do what they're going to give us. And things will keep working. So.
Bill says, Belichick told us this morning that he feels one of the things that makes you a very elite receiver is that you're good in all three areas of the field. How much pride do you take? How hard do you work at being that kind of receiver?
I take a lot of pride in it. I just don't want to be one trick pony. I want to go out there and work. When they put me inside, outside, it doesn't matter. Be able to run every route. Just little things like that.
You've been in the league for a while now, obviously, but what are some of the things that you've worked on since entering the league to kind of round out your game a bit?
The biggest thing for me is still getting, being able to play inside more. Be able to run the little guy route and getting in and out my breaks a little quicker.
There's a lot of angst, concern in Cincinnati after that playoff loss and questions about Andy Dalton as a leader. How hard has he worked in the offseason and currently in this season with you to become the leader of that offense?
We never had a question about his leadership. The outside world. We know what goes on. We know the work that he put in, and we have faith in him that he's a great leader. He hasn't done anything different this year. He's been the leader since day one. So.
Is there a receiver that you watched growing up that you looked up to?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Randy Moss, Chris Carter, Michael Irvin, Calvin Johnson, Larry Brandon Marshall, Steve Smith, a lot of those guys have been doing it for a long time at a high level.
AJ, what do you when you look at the Patriots defense right now? What do you see out there?
I see a veteran group and play a lot of football. Like I said, they're a Bill Belichick team, man, and they're always tough.
How would you characterize the expectations of this Bengals team right now, AJ? I mean, obviously, you've been on a playoff team the last 3 years, and you and Andy both have. But what is it going to take for this team, this Bengals team, to reach that next level? And do you think maybe Sunday night is kind of a measuring stick game on national TV?
I don't think Sunday is a stick for us, even though we just go out there and play. And, we're not worried about playoffs right now. All we can do is control, what's ahead of us, and that's the Patriots. And then after that, we look to the next game, and that's how we take it day by day, game by game.
Belichick called you one of the best receivers in the league. What are your thoughts on that?
Um, you know, it's, you know, it's a great thing. But I got a long way to go. It continue to work and get better. But it's a good thing.
How much fun is it watching Gio as a teammate?
Oh, it's very fun, man. That guy, so dynamic. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can, you know, juke you. He can run over you. He has it all. Yeah, it was the tool to be a great running back.